Ace Podcast.
This is the Coming Clean Podcast. With Sam and Marty.
It's Marty.
Welcome to Paradise. It is Monday. Welcome to the Coming Clean Podcast, the number one podcast that talks about MTV's iconic shows Laguna Beach, The Hills, and off obviously every Monday. It's all about CS the Key. As always, we're back. It's a long weekend for a lot of people, but we are still here because the show airs and that's what we do. My name is Marty, and with me as always...
He's a big boy.
It's Sam. I'm here.
All right, let's...
Let's get down to business.
I know, there's a lot to talk
Milan
about.
As would say.
Yeah, a lot to talk about. It's President's Day. You know, it was a nice day off, but let's talk about nothing but respect for my president. Let's talk about Canvas. So I was surprised they gave her the mic on this one.
Yeah, I mean, other than... I don't know. I feel like she doesn't deserve the mic at this point.
Yeah, or at least I know she had like a big ending for this one, but I don't know. I would have rather heard Madison talking here.
Yeah, cheap thrills. Except Madison probably didn't want to hear any of it.
Right. All right. So I want to get started. Since Canvas comes in later in the episode, let's start off with the elephant in the room, Madison and BG. It's Ova.
Yeah, finally, it had to come to the end. I don't think she's going to take him back to begin with, but it's good to see that, you know, she stuck to her guns and she's just too hurt at this point.
Yeah, so she obviously has now taken it. Well, Brandon blowing up her phone, Paige. I mean, thank God for Paige keeping her in check, because I don't think without Paige, she would have picked up.
Yeah, she would have gone unhinged.
Right. And, you know, as much as we love Kelsey, if it was Kelsey hanging out with her at that point, I think she would have had her pick up too, and then they might have just jumped back to that problematic situation.
Yeah, but if she never picked up, we would have never got the beautiful scene of Carson and BG coming in on jet skis.
Hold your jets. Go. We got to get there first. So Madison sad about the whole thing, but Alex coming to her aid a little bit, trying to get her to feel better, which raised some flags with Juliet, not surprisingly.
So, I mean, do you think he's a suspect or not? Or is it a suspect situation that why he went there?
I can see how it is, and I do not blame anyone in that town for thinking that he has
otherwise
motives. Yes, it's consistent with his track record, considering the invite to hang out was on his boat, which, you know, nothing good ever happens on that boat for anyone. But I'm gonna buy Alex on this one.
I mean, he brought up the good point that he is her oldest guy friend,
right,
at the moment. However, you know, it just going straight to the boat parties, it just does not look good.
Well, I mean, you can't cancel a boat party. Yeah, just invite her. She'll sit on the back of the boat and mope.
I mean, as we see that Kelsey and Madison, I don't think are going to go to boat parties anymore without each other.
Yeah, I really wanted Madison to have just invited Juliet, but she wasn't in a petty mood. I don't blame her. She's not Queen Petty. We have other petty people in this freaking town. But before that, so many thoughts, so many things happening. Juliet, obviously not happy about this. Oh, sorry. Going back to why I buy Alex, I think the scene where he stood up to Brandon, like you said, because Brandon and Carson rolled up.
Yeah.
Coming through.
But I mean, if Madison asked him to, like, what was he going to do? Just Madison asks him to do something, he's just going to just let him go. Like, I don't think he's doing himself, like, he's not going out of his way per se. Like, she asked him, they're friends, like, he should have done that. Like, you think he would have not stood in front of Brandon and let him go on the boat?
No, I don't think he would have gone on, let him go on the boat completely, but when he just confronted Brandon and was like, she's not ready for this right now.
Oh.
I think that was good for Alex. They're turning Alex babyface, and I don't like it because I don't buy it completely. But at least his actions for this episode merit some,
I mean,
sort of.
They could potentially. I can't really get the feel of it, but I potentially they're maybe setting up for Alex to do something.
Oh yeah, I mean
to Juliet, but wait and see. Maybe not.
They're serving it up at the end of the episode. We got a little bit of a tease for that.
Yeah.
But right now, double turn: Alex and Juliet, seemingly, you know, empathetic to Madison, even though Juliet was not on board initially. But BG, you know, just you donezo, man.
Yeah, I mean, he tried pretty hard.
I did not buy his apology.
He should have at least brought some. No, I mean, he should have brought flowers or something.
Oh, no, I'm selling all the way. I know Carson was there, and Carson's our boy, but clearly he was just there for the ride.
Yeah, somebody just brings up jet skis, and you can't really pass up an option to go on a jet ski.
Yeah.
But
for the walk.
It was pretty badass that they did come on jet skis, but I don't. How else would they get there? Like a rowboat doesn't have the same effect.
That would have been pretty fun. Or if they were just like in life vest and like waddling over, to
them. Just waiting as they like they just drift downstream past them.
Yeah, they're just floating with a current.
Yeah. Hey, just so you guys know, I'm here. I'll see you in a little bit.
Carson fighting a gator. But, yeah, so I don't buy Brandon's apology, and I think it might have been Canvas on the narration who talked about, like every cheater, he just wanted forgiveness.
Yeah, but, I mean, I think, yeah, exactly. Like, he felt bad at the moment, but it wasn't really feel bad enough to...
He felt bad because he got caught. He got put on blast. He feels bad because he did something wrong, not because he feels bad for Madison, I don't think.
Yeah. So I agree.
Selling on Brandon on this one.
Bradison is done.
Yeah. I want to shift gears a little bit. So there was that party, which is the boat party. Or actually, no. We get a little Polly action here. Polly, Paige, and Hannah. Taking a walk in the woods.
Is that a woods? And we get to see Hannah's true feelings about Alex, that she clearly doesn't like them.
We've seen it like every episode and on Twitter. I'm loving that Hannah is live tweeting now as well. And I'm all in on Hannah, man. I have been since episode one.
It's an interesting situation because Polly always says he's always has Alex's back.
Right.
But I thought he was on the outs with Alex, or like he was kind of drifting away from Alex. But
we just haven't seen them together as much.
People don't realize that like certain individuals are loyal to like these people. So like Hannah's at this point, I guess, tells anybody. She even tells Alex to his face that she doesn't like him. So I guess,
and also all that's of kind Twitter.
Of, yeah. So, I mean, she's just blasting off on the top. But, yeah, I mean, you got to know the time and place when you tell people things because it's probably going to get back to the certain people.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like it made it worse. Like, rather than her just saying things to him directly, like saying it through people, it just makes the situation worse.
Yeah, I tweeted on the last moments of the show that this town is full of snitches, but I'm realizing I'm just really talking about Chloe, and then Polly did it once.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, we didn't get anything too bad with Chloe. which is
she was barely there, right?
Yeah.
All right, so we'll see where this goes. That's sort of how they ended the episode of Alex bringing up Hannah's dislike for him and how he does not appreciate that, which I get. If you're if you're the one being attacked, then you want to be like, oh yeah, I get it, I agree.
But if this is like, if that's your track record, like that's his ML. Like he's done this to how many women so far? So I feel like you gotta be self-aware and just be like, you know what, I probably deserve this.
I think he, because he thinks that he's making improvements and he's trying very hard. And
there's no second chances in life, dude.
But you know, when he says he doesn't like people bad mouthing him, the only bad mouth was his when it was wired shut. All right, switching gears a little bit, from a boat to a Mustang, we go to the other party of the episode. So Garrett is
you mean not a party, it was a charity
gathering
benefit.
Yes, an event. Well, it seemed benefit. More like a party than that sad boat adventure.
Yeah, well, this was for charity. It was for a good cause.
Yes. So Garrett, you know, giving away his Mustang, hanging out with Kelsey, and what's the new girl's name?
Nicole.
Nicole rolls up and
kind of coming in out of nowhere.
I know, given the eyes. Pauly Paul has no clue who she is on Twitter. He was like, "Who is he? Who is she?"
That should be a concern. She's flying under a radar if Pauly Paul doesn't know who she is.
I know. Yeah, is she a local? Because I mean, obviously she was on the episode because she was mic'd up for it. So it was planned. It wasn't like she came out of nowhere. Because like the girl Brandon hooked up with was not mic'd up. So mm-hmm. They were not expecting that part.
But this girl, they're bringing in somebody new.
Yeah. So that we already have a ton of characters, and we already we haven't had enough time with we've had what, 5 minutes of Tariq,
maybe
10 minutes of Canvas,
Tarek's brought mostly, like, he hasn't got in the mix. Like, he's just bringing emotional drama.
Yeah. I'm hoping we get more from him. I'm disappointed.
Canvas's lackluster.
Yeah.
I don't know, like, either that or just everybody else on the screen, like, we're used to, or they provide, like, more shine, but, like, she doesn't provide enough punch.
Yeah. I actually have a little take on that in a little bit. But what do you think of Nicole? You know, are you buying this? What do you think, Nicole, Garrett? What's going on here?
Yeah, I'm digging the vibes that she's putting out there towards Garrett. And
her tattoos
Garrett.
Are trash, though.
No, those are nice tattoos.
Yo, those are trash. Bag.
She might be a tattoo artist and like had to practice tattoos. They weren't that bad.
Tattoo artist, then. I don't like them. They're ill-placed. Well, mediocrely designed. I'm out on the tattoos.
I
does not reflect on her as a person, but
I disagree
on her decision making. And Garrett,
it's reflecting. It's reflecting on me now.
But,
I'm taking an offense for her. If she doesn't take offense, I'm taking offense.
So Garrett, interesting moves here by Garrett. We said last week that it's nice that we're seeing a little bit more to Garrett, and he's still sort of playing out that nice guy role. But I mean, he was pretty direct with Kelsey with the friends.
I mean, yeah,
benefits.
they're transitioning him and trying to make him
give him an edge.
But his appeal prior was that like he was like this goofy guy, wasn't good with words, and was like really into fitness. Now they're trying to transition him more, and
because they got Carson, man.
I know, and Carson does the role better because he's smoother than Garrett too, like in the scenes.
Yes, and Carson, he I know he's like jacked and everything, but he has a boy next door look to him. Like Garrett's like your more traditional Ken doll kind of guy.
Yeah, yeah.
But Carson, you know, got that charm.
Yeah, he just wants to crush some waves, man.
But yeah, so Garrett and Kelsey tweeted about this too, which was, you know, whoa. Spicy. But she said that, you know, she calls him out because obviously she wasn't part of that conversation during Garrett's date with Nicole, where he said he's a relationship guy, even though he wants what's happening here.
Just a little backsplash. It's okay.
Sorry for none of you can see. I'm not posting the video episode of this because my hair is trash. But
just like Polly Paul.
No. Oh, wow. Okay. So, Kelsey calling him out for saying that he wants to be sort of just like casual with her, but in a relation, or he's a relationship guy in general when it comes to Nicole. So, you know, different side of Garrett here. I'm not jumping into any conclusions here. I think he's a typical. I think he is naturally a nice guy, and then he just gets thrown into a position of power, and he's getting corrupted a little bit, and he's trying to play with that power a little bit. I'm sure he'll get burnt at some point and go back.
Oh, easily. Yeah. It's coming at a matter of time.
Yeah, like
he might even be being burned at this moment.
Yes. I mean, like someone like Alex, as much as we are inclined not to like him, he can pull this off. Like, he could have pulled this off a lot better than he could, or even BG. But yeah. Garrett, come on, just fly.
Stick to the role.
Well, he's flying close to the sun, but yeah, I do think he will get burnt at the end there. But yeah, so we'll see where that goes. He invites her over after the first date. Garrett, well, shooting that shot. And speaking of shooting that shot, Carson going mini golfing.
Yeah.
And came in hot.
I feel so bad.
Oh, man.
I mean, you got to respect the hustle. He threw it out there. Absolutely. Like most people would just, you know, never say anything.
Yeah. What's our biggest problem with these shows in the year plus we've been doing this? Nobody ever defines the relationship. Yeah, exactly. And Carson jumps straight to it.
He brought the dictionary definition. He's like, I love relationships.
Yeah.
And we got credit, Kelsey. Yeah. And we got Kelsey being like, oh, yeah, about that.
I mean, I think she's also a very nice person. And I think she did the right thing because Carson is also seems like a very nice person. And she could have easily felt bad, even though she didn't feel the same way.
She could have easily like crushed him.
Or just let him on for a few episodes.
Yeah. And then, I mean, yeah, that I feel like that would have crushed him like even more.
Yeah. But no, she was direct and actually said why. Why
yeah.
She didn't just be like, I don't feel the same way. And then ended it. Cause
that yeah, we finally got enough. The verbal confirmation that Kelsey still has feelings for Garrett.
Right. I mean, fair. But yeah, so but Carson, you know, brushed it off pretty well. He's still shooting his shot on Twitter, which is kind of funny. So we'll see if there's a chance. You know, Kelsey's still flirty with him on Twitter, so we'll see where how this progresses. Give me your prediction. Will they hook up before the end of the season?
No.
I'll go with yes.
I think that's a season two. I think that's season two.
Cliffhanger.
2A. Ooh. I think potentially.
All right. We'll see. All right. One last thing here before we move on. Paige and Canvas. I alluded to this earlier that I had like a take when you said Canvas's appearances were a little underwhelming. I think because especially with Hannah also getting not too much airtime, but she's making the most out of it. She's been very memorable.
Yeah.
Canvas has been given this whole episode and it took till the last minute. Like even the tiki bar confrontation wasn't really, it was whatever, it wasn't a huge moment.
No, because it was just her constantly talking, trying to talk to Madison, and
right.
I don't know, maybe it's her voice, like it just doesn't carry well. It doesn't like resonate and I can't really hear what she says.
You gotta mic her up well. Producers, come on, get on that. Sam can't understand her.
No, it's just not resonating with me.
Well, she is from where's I don't know.
She's from Hawaii by Atlanta.
Yeah. I was going to say, everywhere. Is there an accent in play there? But no.
No.
But yeah, so she's hanging out now with Paige after some initial friction. But
yeah, it's basically is Paige taking Canvas's call before she talks to Madison? Is Paige being her secretary?
It looks like it. Okay, now I get it. I guess I was confused why Madison seemed upset on Twitter and on the preview, and now, duh, because Canvas is involved. I was like, whoa, is she some sort of Puritan? But no, okay, I get it now.
Ooh, kissing on TV. Yeah.
But yeah, so they take a bunch of shots. Speaking of shooting shots, more shots, a lot of shots.
There's at least like six.
Oof. And we know what happens when you take that many
six shots. Yeah.
You take cabs where you
things
receipts.
things go dark.
Yes. So, you know, we get some mild flirting that turns into an arm grab, which, you know, got to try that move one day. Seems problematic, but I guess it's fine.
Yeah. These days, problematic.
Yeah. But hey, we got our first make out sesh, second for Paige, but first Paige? For Canvas, but not probably the last person we think she'd hook up with.
Yeah, it's possibly, is this revolutionary? Like, has this been, I feel like maybe it's been done before, but yeah. Or we're just so far in our culture that it's not that big of a deal. But I feel like for a scripted show, maybe not even scripted, who knows, whatever kind of show, I feel like it's pretty, not groundbreaking, but
yeah, I mean, different. It's cool, whatever. It's like another cool storyline, just because it's sort of out of left field. But now what's more intriguing is now you're sort of basically sleeping with the enemy if you're a Houseburg.
Sister, yeah.
But
it's going to create some drama between Matt, like family drama now.
All right, here's my issue with this. It's not with it's mostly with the Canvas part of things.
Mm-hmm.
But did she do this because she's like, I'm not getting any good storylines here. I need something to get edited in. They keep editing out my scenes because they can't understand me. I'll give them a good visual.
Yeah, just threw it out there. I mean, she said she flirts with everyone.
Right.
So you kind of have to, I think they had to show that other side that she's flirty with females as well.
Yeah. I'm not convinced. Okay, so another prediction before we head off here. What do you think? Will this continue past next week?
Yes, but only in drama. I don't think there'll be an actual relationship.
Okay, I'm on the same boat. All right, now we're running out of time, but before that, we gotta crown an MVP of the week.
Clap your hands with me.
It's the MVP,
MVP
of the week.
Say right up, yes.
All right, we talked about some characters here. Who are you going with as the standout? Are you wearing a headband?
I am.
Oh, sorry.
I didn't feel like putting my hair in a ponytail.
All right, was there MVP
soon enough,
of the week?
I'm going to be stunting on everybody, so soon enough. I'm going to go with Alex.
Oh, after you fronted on me for tweeting that, you know, I'm liking what he's doing. I'm liking what he's serving.
Yeah, you talked me out of it. I think him standing up for friendship was good, and then he's trying to make himself better. So I did say there's no second chances in life, but I take that back now.
Just for this episode, kayfabe only.
Yeah. I expect a downfall.
Yeah. So it's like bizarre a week for me because I was torn between Alex and Polly Paul, actually. But
for his like one scene.
Yeah. That was pretty funny. I enjoyed that scene, the jogging scene. I mean, Paige is also a big front runner for me.
Drama.
I know. And Hannah, I mean, again, pound for pound, she's been the most impactful. Jalix was another one because Juliet really was well behaved and it took a lot for her to do that. I was going to go with Jalix, but now that I think about it, between her sassiness of the episode and
a little too sassy.
Yeah, and the impact at the end, I'm going to go with Paige. Congrats to our MVPs. But yeah, Jalix, Alex, Juliet, close second. And now let's go down to the zone, not AutoZone.
Jabroni, J-A-B-R-O-N-I, X-Y-Z, A-B-C. Oh, it doesn't matter how you spell jabroni.
Okay, you can keep saying that and make yourself think you're a good person, but you're a bad person.
I didn't do anything wrong.
All right, who are you flushing down this week?
I'm going to flush down Brandon.
Oh, my God. This guy. Four straight, like all of season two.
Jabroni.
It's a tough look. Tough look.
I'm going to double up on
Jabroni.
I think just the too much texting. It was just too much texting. He should have let it mellowed out, and then he got burnt at the end. Just not a good look.
Yeah, I think the showing up, I think he thought that could have been a nice grand romantic gesture.
Yeah, but he didn't bring enough. You should have brought...
Yeah, you should have made it like really grand.
Yeah.
You should have rolled in a yacht, even though that was like a pond. Just destroy the ecosystem with a giant yacht.
just like mow through Alex's boat. Cut it in half.
Band, something. Yeah, so if you're going to go big, go as big as you can. He went medium on this one. Either, I think the phone call barrage is normal. Like,
I don't know. Yeah, but that's a bet. You can't do that. That's a bad one.
But that's something that you would have done. Anyone would have done.
Stress freak out.
But then, either you go huge or you go silent for a little bit and then wait for her to be like, hey. And then, you just respond to the WYD. And then, you see what goes down in the DMs. Speaking of DMs, that's our cue. So let the people know how they can slide into ours. They're wide open.
Yeah, you guys can find us at Coming Clean Pod on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Check out our website at www.comingcleanpod.xyz. Support us on Patreon at patreon.com/comingcleanpod. You can send us emails at coming.clean.pod@gmail.com. Subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google Play, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. Grab some merch at www.teespring.com/stores/comingcleanpod. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, and tell all your friends about us.
All right, and we are back Friday with season 3 of The Hills. We are moving on up on The Hills, so for some throwback action, check us out on Fridays. If you haven't, check out the archives. Season 1 and season 2 of The Hills are in the books. Laguna Beach, all in the archives. Check it out. Tell all your friends and everything Sam told you. But as always, thank you to Radical Something for our song, Paradise and You. Always remember, Sam, what do they gotta do?
Always rep the rad.
Worldwide peace.